This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. Do you ever look around the office and think, you might as well be surrounded by a bunch of monkeys? No, of course you don't. You never. But believe it or not, some businesses are finding guidance and even inspiration in the world of chimps and other primates. Chester Zoo in England has started opening its cages to local businesses so they can observe the behavior of the chimpanzees and take what they learn back to their boardroom. Katie Prescott of the BBC has the story.
At Chester Zoo in the north of England, a chimp hurls himself at the thick pane of glass that separates him and me. I wonder what he's trying to tell me. The biologist behind the course, Patrick Van Veen, gives people attending a more restrained reception.
Thank you this morning for coming here to Chester Zoo. My name is Patrick Van Veen. I'm going to take you in this workshop.
The course aims to show how watching a chimp's behaviour can help you better understand your colleagues. Dutch company Ape Management is behind the idea and runs sessions in zoos across Europe. And for around $2,000, businesses can send a group of their workers to learn about their ape ancestors' instinct and see how they mirror our own. For example, how we make friends with people, or how we react when we're jealous, or how we try to take charge of a group. Founder Van Veen was inspired to set up the business 10 years ago by his own boss.
He was about 2 meters tall, he was huge, and he had a small glasses, and always when you entered his office, he stared at you and saying, okay, what are you coming to bring to me?
You just leant towards me and I sort of leant back. What sort of behaviour do you see in the primate world that you think applies in the business world?
There is a lot of behaviour. Like, sometimes it's good to make people also aware about the way they show dominant behaviour and how that reflects on the people in their group. But it's also about grooming. We spend a lot of time in just this chit-chat, drinking coffee with each other, and that's grooming behavior like primates do. That's building relationships.
Van Veen's original client base was from the insurance industry, where he started his career. It's now branched out into all sectors, with a client list including accountancy firm PricewaterhouseCoopers and oil giant Shell. So what do the businesses who visit the zoo make of bringing biology to the boardroom? Sandra Bruce works for British bank NatWest and says she learned a lot from the day.
One of the things that I really took away was how, when we see different behaviours, how we really put those into categories instead of just watching the behaviour and understanding the behaviour.
So what do you think you'll take away from it into your workplace?
It's really about sort of observing people more and not immediately sort of putting them into little cliques, if you like, but understanding the behaviours and what that means. The organisation is about people. And they're the most important part, so it's really understanding the people that work for you.
Did any of the monkeys remind you of anyone in your organisation?
They did, but I'm not telling you who.
Well, the training's gone down well with the companies that have taken part, but is the science sound? Sonia Hill is a research officer at Chester Zoo, specialising in animal behaviour.
We see things like dominance displays, we'll see posturing, we'll see submissive behaviour where animals move out the way of each other just in the same way that we might try and avoid certain people sometimes.
Now the company's hoping to expand its courses from Europe to the other side of the Atlantic and give more workers an opportunity to find out who's really King Kong in their office. In London, I'm the BBC's Katie Prescott for Marketplace.